I agree and I would say the statement Black Lives Matter is not political because Black Lives Matter, period. All Lives Matter is a protest against Black Lives Matter.
Hello, this is Pamela Badilla, your neighbor from Data Data International Folkloric Theater, and you're listening to your radio station, WGXC, Acre, New York, hands-on community radio for Columbia and Greene County. Enjoy.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Rodney Shop in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
U.S. cities need masks and tests, Mr. President, not shock troops. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan in our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Camouflage-clad paramilitary vigilantes have been terrorizing Portland, Oregon, grabbing people protesting racism and police brutality, pulling them into unmarked minivans and driving off. These roving shock troops with no insignia or badges proved to be federal agents from a slew of agencies ordered to Portland after President Donald Trump issued an executive order on June 26, a month and a day after the murder of George Floyd by Minneapolis police. Trump's order, protecting American monuments, memorials, and statues and combating recent criminal violence, it's called, was a rambling diatribe against the massive, diverse protest movement that swept the country in the wake of Floyd's murder and the police killings of Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, Rayshard Brooks, and so many more. Juxtapose these fallen innocents with the statues Trump is desperately trying to protect. Confederate President Jefferson Davis, General Robert E. Lee, John C. Calhoun, the 7th Vice President of the United States and a strident defender of slavery, and Roger Taney, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, who wrote the 1857 Dred Scott decision denying citizenship to African Americans. Add to these the Southern military bases named after Confederate officers, which Trump has declared will not be renamed under his watch, Benning, Bragg, Hood, and others. As more Confederate statues and shrines to slavery and genocide have fallen, so too have Trump's poll numbers. In response, he's putting into practice his frightening penchant for authoritarianism, unleashing a clandestine shadow army on the citizenry, criminalizing protest as he struggles to inflame white supremacy. Meanwhile, the COVID-19 pandemic surges through the country, and Trump's utterly failing to provide essential federal resources, from personal protective equipment, PPE, to testing and contact tracing, all the basic elements needed to contain this deadly virus. Democratic Washington Governor Jay Inslee recently summed up the situation, saying,
"Well, I wish he cared more about living Americans instead of dead Confederates."
On March 16th, early in the pandemic, Trump told U.S. governors,
"Respirators, ventilators, all of the equipment, try getting it yourself."
This pitted 50 governors against each other and the federal government in the open market for masks, gloves, testing, swabs, reagents, and other supplies, driving up prices and causing lethal shortages. Tens of thousands of people died unnecessarily as a result of Trump's dereliction of duty. Senators Leahy, Durbin, Murray, and Tester wrote to Trump this week, quote, "We saw healthcare workers in garbage bag gowns and reusing the same N95 masks for days on end while they risked their lives to save others." The senators demanded to know why an estimated $8 billion of taxpayer money appropriated for the COVID-19 response specifically for masks, testing, and other supplies remains unspent. Reports in recent days, based on unnamed White House sources, suggest Trump wants to completely cut funding to the CDC and NIH for COVID-19 testing and contact tracing, angering even Senate Republicans. The U.S. has a quarter of the global COVID-19 infections and deaths, but less than 5% of the world's population. Nationwide, 60,000 people are now hospitalized with COVID-19 and 1,000 people dying from the disease every day. Shortages of masks, ICU beds, space for the dead, and morgues are mounting. Currently, on a per capita basis, the hardest hit states are Florida, Louisiana, Arizona, Mississippi, Alabama, Nevada, South Carolina, Texas, Idaho, Tennessee, and Georgia, a list that includes all seven of the original Confederate states. Despite the worsening catastrophe, the Republican governors of Florida, Georgia, and Arizona, all staunch Trump allies, refused to issue statewide mask mandates. They are only following their leader, President Trump, who also won't issue a national mask mandate, claiming to respect state and local authority. In almost the same breath, though, Trump threatens to send a surge of armed federal agents to major cities across the country against the wishes of those cities and states. President Trump's job is to protect public safety, including protecting the public health, especially in this time of the dual pandemics of COVID-19 and police brutality. The response in Oregon to Trump's outrageous and likely unconstitutional deployment of federal agents has been resoundingly critical. Governor Kate Brown denounced, quote, secret police abducting people, and Oregon Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum has sued several of the federal agencies involved. In the streets, a contingent of women has grown nightly, protecting protesters by forming a wall of moms. Oregon Senator Ron Wyden, describing the federal agents as essentially fascist, warned,
"If the line is not drawn in the sand right now, America may be staring down the barrel of martial law in the middle of a presidential election."
I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice. The world's only 12-hour strong man on the air. Here on We Love Radio.
First off, say peace to Pine Ridge. Shame at all the damage that the white man wine did. Ghost dance, fell in tears, 5 million beers a year, and all that other crime did. More peace to the teachers of blind kids, to red bells and small cells, keeping their mind big. Say everything's hostile, suicide bombers and prosperity gospels, emaciated models with cocaine and blood pouring out their nostrils. They got to, just to stay awake on the catwalk of life where everybody watch you. Straight hair, high heels, and a handbag. Crucifixes, racism, and a land grab. Katrina, FEMA trailers, human body sandbags. A peace sign and a pants sag. A money toss calls a nine-stripper man dash.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Casco Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting April Casco Hudson. That was Around My Freedom, Around My Way, Freedom Ain't Free by Lupe Fiasco. We're here in front of our studio audience, preparing to bring you our weekly Black Lives Matter and Rap Radar segments. Stay tuned for great music, discussion, and more. We will kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant.
Marina Villanueva reports for the Associated Press that New York State Senate and Assembly this week voted to make June 19th a Juneteenth holiday in the state commemorating the emancipation of slaves in the United States. The bill's sponsor, Democrat Kevin Parker, said, and I quote, "Every day our communities witness a continued fight for justice and equity. Designating Juneteenth a public holiday gives us a chance to recognize our liberties, honor our ancestors' struggle for emancipation, and send a clear message that we value this significant moment in history," end quote. President Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation went into effect January 1, 1863, and the holiday derives from June 19, 1865, when the Union Army freed enslaved people in Galveston, Texas. Historians note that date as an end of slavery. Meanwhile, in this century, protests continue throughout the Hudson Valley. On July 24, there are demonstrations planned in Saratoga, Ellenville, and New City. On July 26, there are protests in Pennsylvania, Ellenville, and Lenox, Massachusetts. Sarah Tapton reports for Hudson Valley 360. Demolition will begin next week at the site of the former Mountain T-shirts at the corner of West Bridge and West Main Streets in the village of Catskill to make way for a new Stewart's shop. Village President Vincent Seeley said Coney Island Ice Cream will remain at its current location across the street. The Village Planning Board approved Stewart's site plan for the nearly 4,000-square-foot building and four gas pumps in May. Seeley said this week asbestos remediation has begun, with the demolition permit expected to be approved next week. Seeley said, and I quote, "Much of the materials will be recycled," end quote. The demolition will take roughly 1 week, with an extra week added for cleanup. Surveying the site layout should start during the first week of August. Seeley said the new store is a step in the right direction for Catskill's future. The project is expected to be completed in September. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia R. Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Former Ulster County Public Defender Andrew Crossover intends to sue Ulster County and County Executive Pat Ryan for his dismissal as the county's chief defense counsel for the indigent. Crossover has served the county with a notice of claim, the first step in filing a lawsuit. According to Ulster County Attorney Clint Johnson, Crossover and his wife, Victoria, are seeking monetary damages for injuries to Crossover's reputation, as well as, and I quote, "personal injuries, economic losses, harms, and damages," end quote, that Crossover says he suffered as a result of, and I quote, "intentional and deliberate false statements and misstatements," end quote, by Ryan and others in county government that were, and I quote, "defaming, libeling, and slandering," end quote. In February, Ryan announced Crossover's resignation, although it now appears he was actually fired. Ryan said officials discovered that Crossover, and I quote, "repeatedly and inexplicably failed to submit routine and required paperwork," end quote, to the state requesting reimbursement on behalf of the department totaling nearly $2.5 million. Ryan said at the time, and I quote, "this is a fundamental failure of leadership within and oversight of the public defender's office," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Emily Munson is reporting for the Times Union. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo and federal officials said July 23rd, New Yorkers are now able to rejoin a federal trusted travel program by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. New Yorkers were blocked from the Safe Travel Program in February due to a disagreement between federal and state officials over access to state records that could reveal immigration information. The ban arose from implementation of New York's Green Light Law, which permits the undocumented to obtain state driver's licenses. Cuomo offered to give U.S. Customs and Border Protection access to the state driver's license database for purposes of vetting the applicants for the Trusted Traveler Program, but not unfettered access to the system. In April, a provision allowing that access was approved with the state budget. Cuomo said, and I quote, "I am glad that this issue has finally been resolved for all New Yorkers," end quote. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand said, and I quote, There was never a factual basis for banning New York residents from enrolling in Global Entry. The ban's true purpose was to punish New York State for embracing diversity and inclusion. I am pleased that President Trump reversed his deeply misguided policy and urge him to refrain from further abuses of power, end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Here's what we do with the clubhouse. It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, that's your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the radio at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
You were just listening to original Clubhouse theme song, Man in Our Tracks, music program by DJ WIC. And welcome back to the Clubhouse Radio. This is Ty.
DJ WIC.
Hey, hey. You got DJ Kansu. Mm.
And all views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse parent organization, the Mental Association of Columbia Green. And in this segment, we wanted to kick off talking about Black Lives Matter and specifically talking about Black trans lives within both the Black and the LGBT community. So first, I wanted to talk about a topic that is very dear to me, about a Black trans woman who was assaulted basically by a band of Black men. Like, there were like, I believe there were around 15 like Black men that assaulted her. And basically, there was a video going around of the group of Black men throwing, her name is Ayanna Dior, by the way. So they were throwing Ayanna into a literal dumpster, calling her slurs and things of that nature. So I wanted to talk about that and how within the Black community, homophobia and transphobia is extremely dangerous, and it's just, for me personally, I feel as if being a racist white person and being a homophobic and transphobic black person are one and the same. Like, you're teaching yourself and your kids and people around you, you're teaching them to hate, like, people just for being themselves, and I don't see why you would do that, so I wanted to talk about mm-hmm. that first. Any thoughts, Kingston?
Yeah, I mean, the comparison of, like, racist white people to homophobic and transphobic black people rings the same, because mm-hmm. they're all looking for a reason to hate someone mm-hmm. for being different. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all based in hatred. Black trans women are the most targeted in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down. Transgender people, and then the combination of black along with being trans, mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, you end up with a lot of strikes against you in the society mm-hmm. in which we live, and it's sad that mm-hmm. it's black men who are beating up
right.
their black sisters. Like, the mm-hmm. lateral violence that white supremacy has done so well mm-hmm. in creating, it's working. It's
yeah,
working.
It basically promotes white supremacy.
And we end up killing off our own. It's sad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I wanted to also talk about how black trans women were literally at the front lines. They were the front lines for the LGBTQ plus mm-hmm. movement and civil rights movement and Stonewall and all that. Marsha P. Johnson, mm-hmm. I know you had another name that I forgot.
Sylvia Rivera.
Mm-hmm. They were all at, they were at the front lines. Like, they fought for you. Like, I don't understand how within the LGBT community you can hate people who literally fought for your rights, not only theirs but yours. So
right, there's the side of black people hating, like, trans people, and then the side of trans, of other trans or white LGBT community not holding black people well. So it's mm-hmm. like, where is there a space, where is there a space to be held in that? I know Devin, DJ WIC, you had some numbers about, like, what life expectancy can look like for black trans individuals in our community. I don't know if this is the time we want to bring that in.
So, the average life expectancy of a black female is 76.1 years, right? So, the average life expectancy for a trans black woman is 35 years. So, that's a huge difference, obviously. I believe the numbers fluctuate for the trans woman just because of the violence, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, it obviously shouldn't be happening.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you're trans, you shouldn't be wondering how long you have to live,
mm-hmm.
how long you're going to live for because of other people's hatred. It's
mm-hmm.
ridiculous.
I want to also talk about how in the medical institution, how they mm-hmm. discriminate against trans people in general, both black and non-person of color or people of color. I believe it shouldn't be, if you're going to become a doctor or work in the medical field, there should be no judgment regardless of who the person is or how they choose to identify. That is ridiculous to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, myself as a black woman, I want to specifically talk about how they treat black women in the medical industry. Because I've literally seen textbooks, I've seen screenshots of textbooks that literally differentiate how you should treat certain patients because of their race. Like, they literally have, like, a whole section on it in certain textbooks. And they still teach it in medical school, like, those textbooks. And to me, that is mm-hmm. ridiculous. It's like saying that, oh, if this person is black, they exaggerate, like, their pain levels and this, that, and the third. Like, how are you going to tell somebody they're exaggerating their pain levels? If they're feeling a certain amount of pain, you should listen to them. You're a doctor.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do. And then treat them on it.
It's about understanding, like, the roots of where the medical system kind of started to. And, like, mm-hmm. In terms of speaking to black women who there is so much gender violence that happens against mm-hmm. black women. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about black trans women mm-hmm. and black cis women, all mm-hmm. black women. And thinking about in slave era, right? In the slave time era, when people were still enslaved and gynecology was just becoming a medical field, a scientist whose name I don't remember off the top of my head because, frankly, he experimented on numerous African-American women for over 7 years, right? Mm-hmm. Are you finding
with absolutely no, like, pain, like, lessening medication.
Exactly.
No anesthesia or anything.
No anesthesia. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. that's where, want to talk about how that's where the whole, like, strong black woman term came from. That's actually mm-hmm. very misogynistic and extremely disrespectful to say, because that term comes from that specific, like, kind of thing where people would experiment on black women and saying, oh, they don't feel pain, or, like, they can't feel pain. Like, that's where the whole thing came from. So calling a black woman or a black person in general a strong black woman or strong black man, strong black whatever, it's just, I believe people need to learn more about that, because in a way that is very disrespectful. You might not mm-hmm. be thinking about it like that, because you're not trying to come off like that, but that whole term and that whole mm-hmm. ideal of a black person not feeling pain or having to be stronger because they're black and you're strong and you're going through so much discrimination and oppression that you shouldn't have to feel, like, no, we do feel. We do very much feel. That's why we're fighting for this.
Mm-hmm. We feel.
Exactly.
Like black people feel. And in this, I know that I think what you're talking about, that this strong black woman idea that came out, it creates this idea that, like, all black people have to be strong mm-hmm. constantly.
Right.
And that if there is any weakness shown, that means there's something wrong, which
exactly.
isn't true. Like, we are humans
mm-hmm.
who can feel weak, mm-hmm. right? Like, and I think that also speaks to DJWIC. I know you did a ton of research on, like, getting those numbers together, and you weren't able to find numbers on black trans men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Life expectancy, even though, like, trans men are also mm-hmm. victims of violence.
Very much so.
Right, and to me that speaks to what both of y'all have been talking about in terms of this strong ideal. It's also where do trans men get grouped? What are we thought about mm-hmm. as? Are trans men thought of as men in the system?
Exactly.
Are we categorized as underneath, like, the violence and the social stigmas that happen to us as trans men? Or are we being grouped in the group of, oh, well, black women are inherently more masculine, which is a racist statement,
exactly.
right? And not something that I believe, right? But that idea then groups trans men in with that idea,
right?
Right? And it's like, where is that existence
mm-hmm.
For space in that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel as if black trans men are not as talked about. I'm not saying there should be a eeny, meeny, miny, mo, or like a more than this or more is to be important. None of that.
Mm-hmm.
They're both equally important. They should be proven and shown to be. But the
mm-hmm.
fact that I don't ever hear of black trans men and discrimination against them and all that. Like, in my head, I'm thinking, I know a lot of black women, like, specifically, like, lesbian women, who are, like, masculine off bat. So I'm wondering
mm-hmm.
if people group
mm-hmm.
black trans men in with them. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
studs and butches. Like, I'm thinking in my head, what if they group them in like that? And that's not acceptable because they're not women. So
right.
why would you do that?
Right.
Like, that doesn't make any sense. They don't identify as women. Mm-hmm. They're not, like, but.
Right. Yeah, no, that's part of this. And, like, we're hoping to... I'd like to come back and have more research and maybe some more numbers to continue this conversation
mm-hmm.
for sure next week. And if anybody, like, to do a little knock-knock to the community, right? If
mm-hmm.
anybody has any information, conversation about this, can always email us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. That's
mm-hmm.
O-U-R TOWNOURTRUTH at gmail.com. And I know we're not quite done with the segment, but I don't want to miss the opportunity to give a shout out to DJ Shamani, who is back in the sound engineering seats again this segment, and we're happy to have him back. So just a little shout out for that. And then, speaking of shout outs, I don't know if this is a moment, DJ WIC, DJ Tyler, you both all came up with some names.
Oh yeah, I wanted to name,
this might be a moment,
black trans people, both men and women, who have been discriminated against or brutalized and or murdered by other people, and this isn't being talked about much. And I just wanted to bring awareness that yes, this happens. Like, people don't realize it, but it happens. And the fact that it isn't getting as much media attention as it should is the problem. So people like Ianna Dior, Tony McDade, another name, I think Rhea.
Rhea Diamond.
I think it was Diamond Fells, and many other black women and black trans men. It's just crazy why they're not getting attention. I don't understand, and that's why people continue to believe that the oppression isn't real, because media doesn't bring light to it. They don't know of it. Just because you don't know of it doesn't mean it's not real.
Yeah, and to add on to that, my like favorite thing to hear, obviously it's not my favorite thing, but you know what I mean, is when I talk to a person of color and I'm like, you know, that's wrong, right? Like you're discriminating against them, and they say the LGBTQ plus don't get discriminated against. What are you talking about?
I'm like,
I try to say being a racist white person and a black homophobic person is the same thing. They're like, no, because gay people don't get discriminated against, or trans people or whatever. And I look at them like, I just wonder what's like, how do you think like that every day?
What exactly is going on in your head? Like, are you tone deaf?
See, I'm gonna take a stab at maybe thinking about that from how it could be seen from maybe somebody who is black. We're talking about like in the black community, right? This is some of like what we're talking about. Like, you go up to a black person, you're like, they don't get discriminated against. It's about looking at the different levels of privilege, right, that happen. Because if you're looking at white presentations of like queer as folk and the L word that you barely see a black person on, they look like they might be doing okay, right? You have to look at the deeper levels of discrimination in terms of like the day-to-day microaggressions, in terms of like the medical system, right? But like, if you look at a cis white gay person, sometimes depending on their situation, like, could look like they're fine in comparison, right? Which is why oppression Olympics isn't useful,
right? Like, trying to compare oppression to other oppression isn't useful. Oppression comes in different forms, regardless.
Right. And it's about, like, being able to acknowledge that, like, we're all individual people with experiences. And, like, let's pay attention to, like, how those are impacting others, maybe more than they might be impacting our own selves, right? Like, recognizing that trans people are murdered regularly. There's Human Rights Campaign in 2020 has seen 22 transgender nonconforming people fatally shot or killed by other violent means. 22 already, and it's July.
It's ridiculous, honestly. But now we have to actually move on. We're running out of time, so
Like,
I would love to talk about it more, but we're running out of time.
Next week.
Yeah, next week.
All right. Do we have time for a little bit of a song break before we do the news?
Oh yeah, just real quick, since we're on the topic of LGBTQ, on Saturday, August 1st, Catskill is celebrating their first annual Hope for Humanity Rainbow Pride Parade, H4HIP. They'll have floats, marchers, bands, drums, vendors, entertainment, and live music, and all. So I'll be attending that, and so will Clubhouse.
So will I.
Yeah. So just putting that out there.
Go. We'll be here.
Awesome. Yo, thank y'all for a great conversation.
Yeah, no problem. We'll continue with this segment next week.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'd love to hear about like what happens at that event.
Definitely. Gotcha. See you.
All right.
Bye, y'all.
Thanks.
Here I stand looking around me, while all around me, what do I see? Unhappy faces behind a painted smile, heartache and loneliness, dressed up in modern style. Unhappy people living in sin and shame, reflections of myself. Life is no easy game, and we're caught in the trade wind, the trade winds of our time. Here I stand looking around me, while all around me, what do I see? Young girls will soon become street walkers in the night, young boys the restless breed, looking for a fight. Children both rich and poor, they're searching for the truth. And if they don't find it, God help tomorrow's youth. We're caught in the trade winds, the trade winds of our time.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Ann Valden is reporting for the Columbia paper. Copec town officials are once again responding to the activities of property owner Salvador Cachina. The Copec Planning Board is currently considering Cachino's master plan for the build-out of his 300-acre property along Route 22 and Lackawanna Road. But in the interim, Cachino began a major excavation project, leveling several acres and moving tons of dirt just north of the proposed farm stand. Planning Board Chairman Bob Haight said on July 16th the excavation of just a small knob would not have been an issue. Haight said he had been advised, and I quote, New York State Code does not have a building permit for excavation, end quote. So the building inspector did not issue a permit and therefore could not issue a stop work order. Town attorney Ken Dow did not agree, citing sections of the town code that holds excavation of various purposes require a building permit, special use permit, or a mining permit. Haight said more than a couple of acres were affected. He said, and I quote, it looks like a shopping center is going in there. You can't miss it, end quote. Haight said the matter was called to his attention by the town supervisor and that the town board wants the work stopped. He said, and I quote, we can't wait around, end quote. Dow agreed, saying the building inspector cannot allow the work to go on.
He said the issue is not the permit, it's the scale of the excavation taking place. It is, and I quote, flat out not allowed, end quote. A stop work order was issued July 22nd. Casino 80 of Westchester County spent the last 22 years amassing violations of federal, state, and town laws for illegal dumping, building, and excavating at a place he calls Copec Valley Farm, located along the east side of Route 22. The Copec Planning Board next meets on August 6th, and you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Jeff Hunter is reporting for News10.com. A drive-up food pantry in Albany gave away enough food to serve hundreds of people on Thursday, July 24th. Cars started to line up early for the drive-up food pantry that Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Albany, the Regional Food Bank of Northeastern New York, New York State Industries for the Disabled, Albany Housing Authority, Whitney Young Health, and Centro Civico hosted at 230 Green Street. A total of 26 pallets of food were divided up by volunteers into donation boxes and then loaded into cars or distributed to walk-up clients. The total amount handed out was enough to serve 700 people for about a week. Sister Betsy Von Dusen from Catholic Charities said the total amount handed out was enough to serve 700 people for about a week. The drive this week was the third time Catholic Charities made food available at the Green Street location. Another drive-up food pantry will be held in August. And you can read the full story at News10.com. Rachel Silverstein is reporting for the Times Union. New York Interim State Education Commissioner Shannon Tahoe has announced she will leave the State Education Department on August 13th. State Board of Regents Chancellor Betty Rosa and Vice Chancellor T. Andrew Brown thanked Tahoe and praised her for steering the department through the COVID-19 crisis. Rosa and Brown said, and I quote, Ms. Tahoe capably led the department through one of the most challenging times and proved herself as a dedicated and personable leader. We wish her well in her next chapter, end quote. Tahoe served for 14 years with the State Education Department, assisting the Board of Regents and the department as legal counsel on critical policy matters and initiatives. Tahoe assumed the role of interim commissioner in late 2019 after the previous interim commissioner, Beth Berlin, accepted a role at SUNY Empire State College. Education officials said the Board of Regents is conducting a search to find a permanent commissioner and expects to appoint an acting commissioner before Tahoe leaves next month. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
On my block, cause I'm shooting. never move the brick. I had swimmy, no check up the falls, I'm super cool. Only you walk, yeah.
From the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, YWGXC, broadcasting Accra, Catskill, Hudson. I'm Rosie Rosato, and you were just listening to Killstreak by DC the Don.
Yes, and before we kick off our Rap Radar segment, we will have a special word from our person.
Over 2 million Uyghur Muslims are detained without trial right now in China. The Chinese government claims that these camps are for rehabilitating the poor and for training and education. But official documents seen by the BBC, Panorama, and leaked to the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists show inmates locked in cells and punished under horrendous conditions. A nine-page memo sent out in 2017, leaked by the ICIJ, written by Zhu Halen, Deputy Secretary of Xinjiang's Communist Party and the region's top security official, states clear orders to never allow escapes, increase discipline and punishment of behavioral violations, make Mandarin studies top priority, and encourage students to truly transform. Full video surveillance coverage of dormitories and classrooms are free of blind spots. Please keep in mind that Mandarin is not their language of choice, and that their Uyghur religion is banned in China as a whole. Muslims caught practicing it will face severe consequences and potentially more than half of their lives trapped in these camps, if not their whole lives. Nobody deserves to be detained for their beliefs. To find out how to stand up for the Uyghur Muslims and for their human rights, please visit saveuyghur.org. That is SAVUIGHUR.ORG.
Well, thank you, Roman, for that special message. And it's very important that you guys have heard that today. And so now we can get on to our scheduled programming of Rap Radar segments. I am your host, DJ Popcorn.
DJ Walter White in the building. A little late, but I'm here.
It's your girl, Up Next Projects.
And? Hello? Is Kingston here? Are you here? Kingston, are you? Hello?
Little technical difficulty,
but we can keep going. So, I'm DJ Popcorn. Obviously, we got Next Projects and
DJ Walter White in the building.
So, we're here to bring you, you know, some Rap Radar, what's been on our minds over the AC, you know, BC, Coronas. So, we're here to bring you guys some new music with you and give you guys something to listen to over quarantine and just give y'all a nice segment. So,
oh, and AC, BC, that's...
That's the new slang.
BC is before COVID, AC is after COVID.
So, you know, some new timing. So, there we go. Yeah,
during
DC.
During COVID.
So, right now we're in the DC era, obviously. We're here to bring you guys some new music, DC. So, we've got the first song here. You know, we obviously just played DC the Don Killstreak. That's one of the songs that I played. He's on my Rap Radar. He hasn't dropped in like a month. Where you at? So, the next song that we have here is from Next Project. You want to break down this song? It's your first song.
Which one?
Pop Smoke.
Pop Smoke. All right. Mood Swings. Mood Swings by Pop Smoke.
First of all, let's state who's on the Rap Radar. Yes. First, yes. All the artists that we have on Rap Radar. Let's just state them real quick. Go ahead. All
right. So today we got Pop Smoke, Sim X, Santana, King Von, and A Boogie.
Mm. Okay. Nice selection. Okay. Nice selection.
So we got a nice.
So who we going with first?
So next we got that Pop Smoke. Obviously, Mood Swings featuring Lil TJ. He's on here too. So we got y'all with some nice music. And we're gonna let y'all listen to Mood Swings by Pop Smoke and Lil TJ.
Let's get it.
And we'll be back. Let's go.
Let's get it.
Mood Swings.
Well, you ain't know I can sing. Shorty a little baddie. Shorty my little boo thing. And shorty got the fatty. Shorty be catching mood swings. Every time I fuck without a rubber, I n***ed on the covers. And I kept it undercover, cause I don't kiss and tell. Every time I fuck she call me daddy. My little mama nasty. I see the through the panties. She tastes like candy. She a queen like the Fettini. All my little mama sitting pretty. And we be shopping through the city. I gave the keys to the Bentley. Get off your knees, you don't gotta cry to me. I'm your best friend, baby, you don't gotta lie. I get you everything that you want and you need. From Chanel to Celine, it's on you to decide. Valentino, yeah, I put you in the best. Start lifting up your dress, start kissing on your neck. Start rubbing on your butt, start massaging your. I ain't wanna give you a baby just yet. So I backed out and on your. I put you in an Uber and sent you to your bed. The very next day, you sent me a text. You pulled up to the crib and we did it again. Shorty a little body. Shorty my little boo thing. And shorty got the fatty. Shorty be catching mood swings. Every time I fuck without a rubber, I n***ed on the covers. And I kept it undercover, cause I don't kiss and tell.
You know I never found love until I looked into your eyes. First time blushing, I ain't even gon' lie. Four round 10, even bruises on your thighs. You the only can make me spin off on the guys. And the only that make me wanna when I'm inside. It's your vibe, baby, me, you getting high. Honey, with you even if they try. You're a tsunami, I ain't never they try. Put my eyes while I sleep, hope you'll be there when I wake. Honestly, I feel a vibe, we had this brain. If there's something in your mind, you could tell me. And if I told you what's on mine, would you help me? You won't see the bigger picture, it's just gonna take time. Just because you're mine, I'ma keep you looking like a dime. Ain't no imperfections, girl, you fine. Baby, what's your sign? Hope you win against the slow grind.
Work, it's me and you.
Me and you. Keep it silent, ain't nothing we can do. Through the storm, baby, we can make it through. Why you acting brand new? You know you my little. Got up on my Birkin, it's working. She said she a virgin.
It's hurting.
She my biggest fan, she always lurking. She know I'm a man, I'ma put that work in. I know she can't stand me, I'm fancy. So I'ma bring her out when I get my Grammy. Late night, she can't find pennies. Couldn't hold it in, now she need a plan B. Shorty a little baddie. She my little boo thing.
And shorty got the fatty. Shorty be catching mood swings.
Every time I fuck without a rubber, I n***ed on her covers.
And I kept it undercover, cause I don't kiss and tell.
Yeah.
Yo, we're back. It's DJ Popcorn.
DJ Walter Wizite.
Next Patrick.
Yeah. Oh, shoot, my foot.
All right. So we're back. What y'all think of that?
You know, drop a couple tears. RIP Pop Smoke. You know, it hits differently when he finishes at the end. And it's just like, you know, that's
when you really, when you really get to hearing him. You know, when you really just.
That's not what he sounds like.
You really get to hear it. Yeah, you know, but it you know, makes people emotional when you get to hear someone after they die is different. It really is. It does hit different.
That, yeah, it gets sad because it's a good song. And, you know,
it is. Because you would think of the hype when he was here, and then
And then TJ, you know, that's one of his first songs. Like puts in one of his a couple lyrics from one of his first songs that blew up. So it definitely does hit differently. Like
definitely when you hear like the pain in his voice, you can definitely hear you hear all the pain.
I thought it was a good song overall.
It really was. It really was. It really was.
Yeah, I liked it.
Definitely. So we got this next song. You want to tell us about this next song?
This right here though. So I'm gonna tell you about this song right here.
Cool. Tell us.
Friend Amira, she's like a sister to me. But me and my friend Amira, bro, we get hyped to this song all the time. You don't understand the hype until you listen to the song because it's just like it's chill. Mm-hmm. But you also get lips, you're like,
we got Mr. Storyteller King Von.
Yes.
And I don't know the other guy.
Sim X Antenna? You don't know him? He's the guy from Flexing and Flash.
Oh, I know him. Oh.
Yeah, you know him.
I know. Let's go. All right, Sim X Antenna and Mr. Storyteller King Von. Let's go.
Gang. Do what you do, swag how you swag, move how you move. We ain't on shit if you ain't on, but if you want shit, no shit. Stick and I move, slide. Bro, put that ass in rewind, hit him up. Then we put that on the bag and drive. Bro, service license, no pause. Cause I'm not your slut, no your slime. Young Savage, I'm reppin' the nine. You cannot step with the guys. Try to step Leo away in the sky. I like to flex when I'm fried. Try to flex and you won't get robbed. Keep a strap, I ain't ready to die. Never like I'm gonna let that fly. And he talk like that man gonna ride. And I know for a fact that he not. And I know for a fact that he lied. Just know for a fact I'ma slide. Gang, where dot? I hit that whole head in a headlock. Make the bedrock. I'm big dog, but no sandlot. Bro, shoot when I give him the head nod. Put that little boy to rest like it's bedtime. Hit his foot, let's play ball. Red socks. Set it home, small hard to kick big rocks. Chose it. High off the gas, I'm still focused. Skip off, need a big guns, I be toting. Try to run up, just know I'ma throw it. Put my hair with her mouth and she blow it. Like a candle, I swear she be shooting. Gang high off the peg and we roasting. He want smoke, I told Gotti to ghost him. Gang, cooking. She don't show you, she say I'm good looking. And it cost like 10 racks for the booking. If you don't want no smoke, then don't push it. If you don't want no smoke, then don't push it. If you don't want no smoke, then don't push it. Gang. If you don't want no smoke, then don't push it. Stick and I move, slide, Bro, put that bitch and rewind, hit him up. Then we put that bitch up and get dry. Bro, service license, no pause. Cause I'm not your slut, no your slime. Young Savage, I'm reppin' the nine. You cannot step with the guys. Try to step Leo in the sky. I like to flex when I'm fried. Try to flex to you, you still get robbed. Keep a strap, I ain't ready to die. Never lag, I'm on hell on fly. And he talk like that man gonna ride. And I know for a fact that he not. And I know for a fact that he lied. Just know for a fact I'ma slide. Gang.
Dead up. All my bodies be headshot. Dropping names to the twist, got the fans hot. You acting tough on the tweet, see these red dots. My hollows be twisting the dreadlocks. Call that boy right by that bus, this is last stop. Like gangsta, but come in the court, now I'm fed up. Doom, pick your mans up. Boy, I'm not your gang or your homie. Nah, I did too much, I keep it on me. Catch me in the ward, I still be with Tony. He was fed, he got hit and now the boom. Damn. I don't get stuck in no jams. Nah, I'm a savage, I am what I am. Kill some niggas, I do it again. Just be happy that you was not them.
Stick and I move, slide, Bro, put that bitch and rewind, hit him up. Then we put that bed to get dry. Bro, service license, no pause. Cause I'm not your slut, no your slime. Young Savage, I'm reppin' the nine. You cannot step with the guys. Try to step Leo, boy, in the sky. I like to flex when I'm fried. Try to flex to your foot, I can get robbed. Keep a strap, I ain't ready to die. Never lag, I'ma let Ella fly. And he talk like that man gonna ride. And I know for a fact that he not. And I know for a fact that he lied. Just know for a fact I'ma slide. Gang.
So, That well, you know, that was for a fact by Sim X Santana featuring King Von.